Japan Airlines' bankruptcy filing is one of Japan's largest corporate failures in decades. The former state-owned carrier once symbolized the strength of the country's post-war economic boom. But its financial fortunes declined in the last decade with the fallout from the September 11th attacks, a surge in fuel prices, and the worldwide economic slowdown. The company racked up more than $20 billion in debt, and its share price has dropped to a record low of about 3 cents. The Japanese government bailed out the airline 3 times in the last 10 years, but it could not save the company from bankruptcy this time. Naoto Kan is Japan's finance minister. Kan vows the government will do all it can to reverse JAL's economic fortunes. The airline will continue to operate daily flights, but the government is planning restructuring efforts that will significantly reduce JAL's size. About a third of the workforce is expected to be cut, along with more than a score of international and domestic routes. A state-backed group will oversee the restructuring plan with a new chairman at the helm. The government has asked Kyocera founder Kazuo Inamori to lead JAL. In exchange for the bankruptcy filing, JAL will get about $3 billion in capital from the government. The company's lenders will be asked to forgive about $3 billion in loans. Although the restructuring plan is expected to take 3 years, Land Transport and Tourism Minister Seijima Ehara says the government will act swiftly without disrupting service to passengers. Maehara says they will look to maintain stability and safety in the air as they move forward with this process. The Japanese airline's financial failure has opened up a bidding war among American airlines. Delta and American Airlines have both offered $1 billion in financial support in an attempt to form closer alliances with JAL. Akiko Fujita for VOA News, Tokyo.